worker in the White House that cares a whole lot more about protecting gender pronouns than they do about the actual economy. So when the Fed comes out with interest rate hikes this week of 75 basis points, you know, don't say I didn't tell you so, okay? Hello, everyone. I'm Trish. Good to have you here. It's a good time to remind you that portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, that's legacypminvestments.com. I'm not kidding. I mean, their priorities are all totally out of whack. I mean, there's Fareed Zakaria, the CNN guy, out there trying to give him a helping hand, saying, hey, guys, you know, you might want to just lay off the gender stuff and maybe focus on building roads and bridges, because that's what Democrats are supposed to do. And they won't hear it. I mean, they are being held hostage by a whole bunch of stuff that frankly just doesn't play in Peoria, as they say. And yet, you know what people do really care about? Everyday Americans. They care about the economy. They care about the fact that we're on a trajectory right now where we're going to be in a big old economic mess if somebody with a couple brain cells doesn't come to the rescue. You got a Treasury Secretary that actually went on TV over the weekend and talked about how, you know, we weren't quite in a recession because, well, the definition of recession can be debated. I'm sorry, for the record. And do I need to pull out my Econ 101 textbook? My uncle wrote one, by the way. I should pull this out. We'll see. That's tomorrow's show. I promise you I'll bring the textbook on there. What the definition of a recession is? Well, the classic definition, the textbook definition, Janet Yellen, you should know this, happens to be two consecutive quarters of negative growth. All right? So I'm pretty darn sure, given what we're seeing already from corporations, right? Facebook has been so pessimistic. Apple is so pessimistic. You had Walmart now saying inflation is going to hurt earnings. Given all that pessimism, they're telling us exactly what we need to know, not to mention the downside in the market, the official bear market territory that we've now come into in 2022. They're all telling us that the economy is hurting. I do believe this is going to be a negative quarter of growth. You've heard me. I said this months ago. And yet again, our Treasury Secretary, and I'm not going to bore you with the clip. I promise you, I won't do that. I watched the whole thing. So she was on with Chuck Todd on NBC, Meet the Press over the weekend. And to his credit, he tried to push her a little bit on this. You know, we got 9.1% inflation, and that's eating into any possible wage gains, and people are upset. In fact, there's a Quinnipiac poll showing that Joe Biden's approval rating on the economic front is just at 28%. That's pretty bad. I mean, like, that's really bad, really lousy. And Janet Yellen spoke in circles. It reminded me of Bernanke. Actually, no, better yet, it reminded me of Greenspan in some ways, right? Because that was like watching paint dry. And the producers, I'm sure, were in the control booth going, oh my God, Chuck, please, you know, get her off. It was just really terribly boring, which irritates me because you know what? Our economy is darn exciting. And if she chooses to make it so boring, I think it's a part because she's just trying to talk over people's heads. No, 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 Chuck, you don't know what the classic definition of recession really is. You're wrong on that. You know, we have to wait for the National Economic, you know, Bureau to come out of research, and they'll tell us a year after the fact. The good news about those guys is by the time they figure it out, we're usually out of a recession. Anyway, she just was totally boring and did a horrible job presenting this. And like I said, you got a bunch of people there that are so preoccupied with things that they just shouldn't be preoccupied with. These are really stupid wedge issues that, by the way, aren't even helping them. Right? Like, that's just not where America is. And hopefully, not where America is ever really going to be. I mean, the BBC, remember that one when they came out with their HR handbook and they had 155 genders? I mean, I don't even know what that's about. I'm sorry. You know, especially when we talk about science. I mean, there's science and then there's science, right? I want to just give a quick shout out here for my friends over in an organization that is working so, so hard to prevent the bad effects of inflation from hurting everyday Americans. And those are my friends over at AMAC, amac.us. /Regan, my last name, R-E-G-A-N. I know you want to say Reagan, but no relation. It's R-E-G-A-N. Anyway, they're wonderful, and they're working so hard to make sure that we have policies in this country that will protect you and me and every other American from things like sky-high inflation. And so I encourage you to take a look at them. I encourage you to sign up. It's just $16 a year. So this is money that's well spent, and it enables you to join forces with 2.4 million other Americans that care about the same things that you and I do. So go take a look, sign up. You get all kinds of discounts and get all the benefits. I mean, travel benefits, restaurant benefits, cell phone plan benefits, help trying to figure out which insurance you need, all that good stuff, while simultaneously helping to protect against all this inflation that's really suffocating everyday folks. I want to turn back to that because it is a big week. And I think you're seeing some trepidation right now in the marketplace because investors are trying to say, okay, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to the stock market when that reality kicks in that the Fed may not be done? I don't think the Fed can be done. You've heard me say before, I do believe we're in a recession. I think it's going to get worse because, hey, inflation's still going on. Janet Yellen said it herself. You know, consumers are still spending. Consumer spending is still up. Well, if people are still spending so much, that means that you're going to continue having all this inflation. Inflation's starting to get embedded into the economy. You know that I believe inflation is actually a whole lot worse than the 9.1% they've been reporting. Probably a whole lot more like 16 to 20% when it's all said and done. And Larry Summers, not exactly what you would call conservative. In fact, the guy's worked for a whole bunch of Democratic administrations. Larry Summers agrees with me. And Larry Summers has written on this and said we are much more likely to see downside from the Federal Reserve trying to overcompensate, right? Like they did too much and they did it too fast and they did it for too long. And now they're like, oh God, we have to freak out. And when they freak out and they raise rates as they will tomorrow, well, that has a bad effect on the overall economy. And so that's the position we now find ourselves in. And yet nobody cares. Nobody cares because there's too many other things that are way too important. You know, when Fareed Zakaria, as I said, tries to give them a little bit of advice, the CNN guy who's carrying the Democrats' water and said, look, you know, this isn't the issue that you should be focused on, when even Hillary Clinton is saying, hey, this is not the issue, the gender stuff that you should be focused on, they're furious. I mean, it's just amazing to me. They're totally furious. And Pete Buttigieg's husband's out there criticizing the CNN guy. How could you? How dare you? Look, we got real problems. Okay. We have real, real problems that need some fixing. And I would encourage everyone in that White House and everyone on Capitol Hill to start focusing on the policies that matter, on the policies that will put us in a better place. Good to have you here. Just a reminder, you should check out my Instagram. I was away on vacation up in vacation land, Maine, over the last few days. So I'm back with you now. And it was just wonderful. It was just beautiful. I was up on a lake, second largest lake in Maine, called Sebago Lake, and took some wonderful pictures. So go check them out on Instagram. My account is Trish_Regan. That's how you know I created it myself. Back when, like, I didn't really know what the underscore in social media was. Trish_Regan on Instagram. Check it out there. Also follow me on Twitter, Trish_Regan. I look forward to seeing you again right back here tomorrow. In the meantime, if you haven't already, if you're watching this on video, go over to Apple iTunes. Make sure you sign up for the podcast so that it's sent to you every single day. I mean, I hope you're going to listen to it, but you don't even have to do that. I'm just asking you to sign up. Okay. So just sign up for me, do me that favor, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow. Have a good one.